Hello and welcome back to the podcast, or welcome if this is your first time. My name is GK Nyambura. I'm the host of this lovely pod, which is more of like an audio diary that I come on to yap and yap and yap and talk and stuff, you know. Anyway, it is a couple of days after Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. You are my Valentine, regardless. Whether you celebrate it or not, whether you believe in it, I don't know what that means, whatever that means, or not, you are my Valentine. I wonder what you actually did for Valentine's. Could you tell me in the comment section just so I can interact with you and know what you did? But the origin of Valentine's Day. So I hear it's like a little legend that like originated. Okay, it's a tradition, like a Roman, Christian, and medieval tradition that originated in Emperor Claudius the Second's reign. He, however, put a ban on marriages and like weddings, marrying, because he felt that unmarried men made better soldiers, and Saint Valentine kept secretly marrying men because he was just like, you get a wife, you get a wife, you get a wife, everybody gets a wife, whatever. I'm imagining that's how it went. And when Emperor Claudius the Second, gosh, can I call him Claw? Claw. So when Claw found out that Saint Valentine was actually marrying people secretly, he had him executed. And it's an urban legend, I don't know if it is or if it's not, that he allegedly wrote a letter to his jailer's daughter and signed, "From your Valentine," right before he died. He wrote, "From your Valentine." And so it just kind of became a little tradition. I also see that it was like a third century thing. That's insane. From like the festival of the fertility festival of Lupercalia. It's a pagan festival, a fertility festival or something. Yeah, but like, anyway, did I get a Valentine or not? Did I have a Valentine or not? You know, like all these origins and legend stories do not matter. Did I have a Valentine or not? I did. I had the best day ever. I hung out with the sweetest man. He's just so sweet. I love him so much. He's so good to me. And I enjoyed my day. I did. I went out. I got drunk, I got chocolate, I got flowers, I got a letter, and we ate and drank and yeah, and stuff. Oh my days. Actually, this is not how I would usually spend my Valentine's. Before 2024, so in 2023 backwards, from 2023 backwards till around 2019, I would always have a thing with my girls. So we'd probably go out for cocktails, have brunch, do something that was for just us girls. And after some time, I was just like, oh my God, one more Galentine's and I'm gonna die. Please, not another Galentine's. Oh, I'm done. Like, I've actually done so much of this girly stuff. I'm tired. Can I have an actual Valentine this time? And that was 2024. From 2024 onwards, I decided, you know, I'm actually gonna be taking solo trips to different countries to just kind of like take myself out on a date or stuff, you know, like a movie or just things that people in those countries that I go to do. In 2024, I went to Cape Town for 2 weeks by myself. Oh, I had the best freaking time. If you need an itinerary for Cape Town, just DM me and I'll send you a screenshot of everything I did. And because I have a list. I before I left, I had an itinerary that I created and I did all of those things. So you better believe I had so much fun. And, you know, weed is legal in South Africa. I remember indulging in my hotel at the like it had a backyard type thing that led into the mall, like Century City Mall. And is it called Century City Mall? No, I think it has a name. It starts with an O, but who cares? Who gives a fuck? The only mall in Century City, the biggest mall in Cape Town, basically. So I was sat in the backyard, and the parliament of some French-speaking country was walking in. So they had like dignitaries and like guards, you know, scary people, scary looking, serious people. And I was just there smoking, and I was like, oh my days, wait, am I supposed to be doing, is this okay? Like, am I, is this, am I in trouble? Am I in trouble? But I had so much fun. Honestly, I would recommend Cape Town. Like, you can, I feel like you can feel me smiling through this conversation. Is it a conversation? It's a monologue. But you can feel me smiling when I think about Cape Town. It's like my favorite town ever. It's my favorite city. I was high 100% of the time. I did all these activities when I was lit as hell, and I made some very insane decisions, and I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I had so much fun. I didn't even realize when Valentine's Day like petered. It just went past so fast. I was having so much fun by myself. I didn't even realize. So by the time I was coming back, the hype was dead, and I was like, yeah, that's the plan. And then last year, I wanted to go to Ghana, but my cousin got married, and he married a Zimbabwean girl. And I was like, wait, I can come for your wedding. So last Valentine's, I was in Zimbabwe. I had fun. I did. I was with my auntie. We had so much fun. We went mini golfing. We had all these activities. I went a little, what's it called? What's it called? When you, I don't know. I forget the name, but it's like an adrenaline stimulating activity where you're thrown into something. I forget the name, but I had so much fun again. And this year I wanted to go to Dar. I really did, and I need to go to Dar. I love Dar so much, just from the photos, because I've never been to Dar. Never been to Dar es Salaam. I hear it's beautiful though. It's lovely. I'd love to go there soon. This year maybe. I'm gonna make plans. I'll make arrangements with people I trust, with men I trust. This year, so I was waiting for Valentine's to just kind of like peter me again. But then on the 11th, I got like a proposal. Is it a proposal if it's for Valentine's Day? It's like a suggestion. Is it a suggestion? It was so cute. I got like an email with a question. It looked like a questionnaire, to be honest. You know that Google, you know what? I don't actually know the name, but I feel like I can find it right now. But am I going to? I don't feel like doing it. But it's right here on my screen. Nah, never mind. You just understand. It's a questionnaire type thing, and it had like things that I wanted to do on the day. And I picked out stuff that I liked. And yeah, I had so much fun. But then I realized that it hasn't always been like this. And from the stories around me, even with my girls and even with me, Valentine's Day can really expose a low effort boyfriend or partner. Let me speak for partners. Valentine's Day can really expose the mediocrity, you know. It's just, I feel like you don't need to have the money. You don't need to have the money to impress your Valentine if it's actual love that you want to express or communicate. I don't feel like you need money like that. You know, people make do. I feel like my niece wrote me a note, and that's what she could do for her Valentine, because I'm her Valentine, I'm her forever Valentine. She wrote me a note, and I feel like that's really cute. You know, that's something. It's something. Like, don't let the day pass you by and you've not done anything for your partner. It's a bit, I don't know, leaves a bad taste in your mouth, you know? You don't feel like it leaves a bad taste in your mouth? I feel like it does. You like, how do you keep talking on the 15th? It's so difficult. And also I realize that at some point I started to realize that people around me would experience this. I don't know if you've experienced this, but having a partner who ensures that there's a fight that comes up right before something important in your relationship, like a fight right before Valentine's Day, a fight right before your birthday, a fight right before your anniversary, a fight, right? You know, like a fight just so they can blame you for not doing anything. Have you experienced that? I feel like that's so toxic. Like, I personally, when something is toxic, it feels like a darkness in my chest. I don't know how you would paint toxicity, but if I was to draw a human being and then I was supposed to, like, I'm supposed to showcase, let's say showcase toxicity that they're feeling, like feeling the recipient of the toxicity, how would I paint that? I would just paint a darkness in their chest, you know? Like, I'm also never at ease when I'm being gaslit. So when something is going on with someone that I love or someone that I'm seeing, and I can feel like, when something's going on with someone that I love, and I feel like we're not okay, or they're doing something behind my back, and I really can't prove it. You know that meme for, I know they're doing something, I just can't prove it. And it's that guy with the sus face. He's just like, everything's sus. Yeah, that's how I feel. But then I feel physically ill. I feel unwell. I feel, when I'm being gaslit, I feel like my essence is in danger. Like you're sucking out my whimsy. Like I'm losing my personality. Imagine. Like it feels like the beginning of a funk. Actually, it feels like a funk. It does feel like a funk. Anyway, I saw some of the gifts that you guys got on your TikTok videos and stuff. And some of your boyfriends and girlfriends are really cute. You guys are so cute. Like I saw this girl who crocheted it looked like a jewelry box, but I'm not sure what it was. Oh wait, it was like a little container she crocheted, and then she put like little love notes in there of reasons why she loves her boyfriend, or yeah, and stuff. And then there were levels, and it was like a game and stuff. And she said it was blue, and there was a ball on it. Excuse me, because her boyfriend is a fan of Chelsea. And then she crocheted a little Spider-Man hanging upside down so he can hang it somewhere, and then Spider-Man will be. You know that Spider-Man kiss? You know that Spider-Man kiss? When he's like upside down hanging from a little his thingy. Thingy here not being anything insane. Just his webs. And he kisses Jane. You know that scene? Yeah, and it's so cute. Honestly, that's so cute. You see, like you don't need to spend money. You can do something that you're good at. You can, I don't know, if you're a singer, make your girlfriend a song, you know. If you're an actor, make your girlfriend a short film. If you're, you don't necessarily need money, in my opinion. I just feel like it's the thought and the effort that counts, you know. Unless you're with someone who's ungrateful or someone whose expectations of you are higher than that and you've disappointed them. And through your own mediocrity, not because you couldn't do it. Then I feel like Valentine's should be a day when you celebrate love and you feel loved and you love someone and you express that to them and you make sure that they feel or know that you love them. Oh my God. I'm so happy. but I'm also so miserable right now. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm having like I don't know what's happening with my emotions. I'm all over the place. But yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about Valentine's Day and see what you are up to. I don't really have much to say because I'm learning how to make jingles, so I'm in the middle of something. I didn't want to kill the streak because I've been so consistent this last 2 weeks and I've been posting every Monday. It's honestly only right that I post this. Anyway, I'll see you on Monday with more to tell you and more exciting stuff. I hope I'll have conjured up something. And if I'm bored between the week because I'm on an Instagram break because I've been shadow banned, then I'll be back on here and I'll make a little video, an audio episode, sorry, an audio episode for you guys so we can chit chat before I get back on IG. I don't know if I'm gonna get back or if I'm going to get like a new account. Like a totally new account, new email address, new phone number, new everything. So I don't have any trails that are leading to like my actual account so I can be shadow banned again for a fourth time. Oh, Instagram, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? You know, this is my third Instagram account and I've never gotten to 100,000 followers. And it's not even a follower thing. I don't get into Instagram like, oh my gosh, I want to get like 200,000 followers in 2 months. That's not usually my goal. My goal is to just create and just be the art, be funny, make videos. But being shadow banned makes you feel, I feel gaslit. I feel gaslit. I feel like I'm in a horrible relationship with IG. I had a video go super viral. It was my ad video with iPhone Street Kenya, and I got 960,000 views and around 16,000 likes or something. And a few days ago, I checked and it's dropped down to 92,000 views. I don't know. That's how it feels to be in a bad relationship. I have the same feeling. So I need to take a step back. This is getting toxic. It's not that that's what I wanted, but now you're taking it from me and you're making me look like I'm crazy. You're making me feel like I'm crazy. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. I'm struggling. I need to redefine myself. So I'm taking my time off just to kind of sit down and think about my life and what I want to do with my creating and how I want it to look like. But other than that, I think I'm all good. Life is great, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye.